Good evening. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Thursday evening, and I'm sitting down now to do my podcast. Had a busy day. We actually got groceries today, and we tried to provision for quite a while so we don't have to go back again. And so far, everyone here is fine, but we do need to pray for our church, for the people in our church. Pray for each other. So important. And that's kind of the theme of tonight's podcast. It's about prayer. Now, many years ago, probably in the late 70s, early 80s, back in my home church, we had a seminar by a man named J. Gordon Henry. And J. Gordon Henry had a prayer seminar that he would do at various churches. And so he came to my home church and he did a prayer seminar. And I still have notes from that. And I wanted to share with you some of what he talked about. And he had a section in his seminar called Parts of Prayer. And it spells out ACTS, A-C-T-S. The A means adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, and S for seeking. A-C-T-S. A-C-T-S. Praying. So I wanted to just share that with you tonight. We have a lot of time on our hands with this virus. Many of us are not working. We're home. And one thing that we can do is go to the Lord in prayer. So perhaps this will help you as you think about prayer, as you pray during this difficult time. The parts of prayer. First of all, adoration. The first part of prayer is to adore God. Adoration. Turn to the book of Revelation. We're going to look at chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. Now, we know that in heaven, a lot of what goes on in heaven is adoration and worship. But even now, we should be adoring the Lord. Even now. So turn to Revelation chapter 5. Let's pick it up with verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Innumerable angels in heaven. Here's what they're saying, verse 12, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. So worship, it happens in heaven. It will happen in the future in heaven when we get there. A lot of what we'll be doing in heaven is worship. But even now, while we're here on earth, those of us who know the Lord as our Savior, we've been born again, we pray to Him all the time. But let's not forget to adore God. That is an important part of worship, adoring God. And so we can praise him for who he is, his worth. Praise God for what he is doing, his works, the things that he does. And then praise God for what he says, his word. So his worth, his works, and his word. As we go to the Lord in prayer, there's a lot more to it than just asking for things. Part of our prayer life should be just adoring God and enjoying his presence. So, adoration. The second part is confession. Confession. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah. Let's look in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 5. Now, believe me, there's a lot of places we could go talking about confession here. I'm just kind of parroting back what J. Gordon Henry, the verses that he used. So, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 5. Isaiah 6:5. This is Isaiah when he had his vision of the glory of God. In verse 5, he has this vision. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." So Isaiah realizes that before God, he's a sinner. Now, turn to 1 John 1:9, a familiar verse, 1 John in your New Testament, chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 John 1:9. Here's what the Bible says in 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So here the Apostle John is talking to believers. He's talking to people who are already saved. He's talking about confessing our sins. And the thing is, we know that even though we're saved, we still sin. And we know that sin causes a rift between us and God. It causes a loss of fellowship. We don't lose our salvation. It doesn't keep us out of heaven. The sin's been paid for. But it does cause an interruption between us and God. So we need to keep those sins confessed. Now, we can commit sins against God, Him alone. We can sin against other people, in which case we need to go to that person and make it right. There are sins of negligence, where we fail to do things. Then there are sins even of attitude, where we have a bad attitude. And there are sins of commission, where we do things we shouldn't do, and omission, where we don't do things that we should do. So, you know, part of your prayer life is not only adoration, but confession. And in my prayer life, very early when I go to the Lord in prayer, I ask Him to search my heart, and I confess my sins before I even go to any of the other phases of prayer. So confession. So adoration, confession. Then the third thing is thanksgiving. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 in your New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Thanksgiving. Just a really short verse. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So we're to give thanks for everything. The good things, the bad things, the irritating things, the difficult things, the wonderful things. In everything give thanks. That should be our attitude. And you know, in prayer, when we go to the Lord in prayer, there's a place for thanking Him. Thanking Him for answers to prayer. Thanking the Lord for our daily provision, for our protection, especially during this time of the virus. Thanking Him for our family, our friends, and our church. Thanking Him for our great nation, our country. So many things we can be thankful for. And that's the third part of prayer. So we have adoration, confession, thanksgiving. And then the final one is seeking. Seeking. Turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Now this is the part that we always do anyway. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then another great verse, one that I really like, is found in the Gospel of Luke. Luke 18 and verse 1. Luke 18, 1. Great verse on prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. The Lord Jesus talking, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." So pray and don't lose heart. And when we're seeking, the seeking part of prayer is when we're praying for ourselves. We're asking God various things for ourselves. "Lord, help me in my life to do good on the job. Help me to be a good witness." Whatever it might be, praying for ourselves. And then praying for others, interceding for family, church people, special needs, asking God for various things. People that have been sick or out of work, or maybe there's been a death in the family, for comfort for loved ones. seeking. And when we have prayer meeting at our church, we do get requests often for seeking, for asking for ourselves and for others. And then we go to the Lord and pray about those things. But remember these four parts of prayer: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and seeking. And the acronym is ACTS. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and seeking. So I pray this will help you in your prayer life. I hope you are praying during this difficult time. And we have a great God. He's going to get us through this. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses that we looked at. You are a wonderful God. We just praise you so much for how you're taking care of everyone during this difficult time, for providing for us, and just being a great God. And we know, Lord, that we're not always what we should be. We do things wrong at times. So help us, Lord, to confess those things. And Lord, thank you for how you have been answering prayer so far. So far, no one in our church has had the coronavirus. No one in my family has had it. And I thank you and praise you for that. And I do pray, Lord, that you would continue to protect us and help us, Lord, to get through this thing. And Lord, I want to bring this pastor's son, Jonathan, before you at this time. I pray that you would continue to work in his life. Heal his body. Lord, we'll thank you for what the Bible has to say about prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of the evening, and goodbye.